This new launch is for people who have special taste because we have two new launches launching at the same time. The first one in City Fringe, Tall Tall, Liz Ho, and got tennis court. Ori lah. The second one in OCR, Short Short, Free Ho, no tennis court. Beckner House by Roxy Pacific, 113 units, TOP 2028. And I don't know why developer called this name. Look at the spelling of the house. It reminds me of the current three developments, also have the same spelling. I'm going to show you quickly the performance of the project that has this house name in it. The first one I remember is Long House, 183 Long House at Upper Thomson Road, that one. Freehold 2019, 40 units. Only got one resale transaction. 9 profitable transactions, 1 unprofitable. And this Sui Kia, who lost 125,000, is like losing both arms. Or even you have the whole body, you go home, your dog don't want to recognize you because you are such a lousy investor. Now, let's look at the profits. 8 years, 120,000. 8 years 70,000. Gua gua gua. Even the highest profits. 8 years 280,000. Ayo, very sad. Now mind, let's go for next house. Second house reminds me of Delvey House. Delvey House Freehold 2023, 27 units. To be fair, I think it's quite a young project. I don't think there's any transactions yet. No transaction. Zero, zero. Launched in 2020. By right, Healthy Projects after 3 years SSD period should have some sales already. So for this project, no sales, what does this mean? Don't know, never mind. Let's go for last house. If you know, you are really Hua Kui supporter. My favorite lah, house on handy. 188 units, launched in 2019. Already 6 years already. You can flip 2 times and yet there's no recent transactions. There are 188 owners. How can it be these 6 years no one sell? Is it because they can't sell for a profit? Or every one of them, they love house. They love this house so much that they keep it for life. So these three projects with the word house, don't see any healthy profits, am I right? So what do you think of this fourth project, Beckner House? Can you buy this and be a giant Hua Kui or become a giant Cai Tao? This is the exact location for Beckner House. And you can see it stick to the MRT station. And I just realized this MRT station will be starting this year or next year. So it's very far for you to take MRT to my favorite 10N Orchard now. You need to take a bus to this area, then walk to Bayshore. And from Bayshore, it will take you 35 minutes. For sure, by the time this project TOP, the MRT is ready. And trust me, no one will know what is Beckner House even after you have bought. So anyone who asks you where you stay, you just need to tell them that you are staying at Sungai Bedok MRT Station Exit B. That's your house address. And this area not bad leh. Next time, you just need to take one MRT stop to your Bedok South MRT Station, and this is an integrated development. It will be something like Park Town lah, with a shopping mall component in it. And this area is part of the East Coast plan. And every time when you hear freehold project, means that developer don't buy this from government land sales, GLS for short. It is from an on-block site. Previously, it's Beckner Court, which is 43 units. For on-block to take place, developers like to find land plots that can build 2 or 3 times more than the current number of units. That's the reason they turn 43 units to 113 units, which is 2.6 times more. And they got it at 1,106 per square feet per plot ratio. You put in all the fee, fair and fees, like build a show flat, agent fees, taxes, stamp duty, construction costs. They can make their profits by selling their 3-bedroom at 2,000 per square feet. They will definitely not sell a freehold project at this price. So how much will they sell? Because the entry price determines whether you will be a giant Hua Kui or giant Cai Tao. Now let's look at site plan. 1, 2, 3, 4 blocks sharing one swimming pool. And they have 113 units. Let's say each unit has averaged 4 people inside. You have about 450 people sharing this swimming pool. Luckily, Singapore don't have this thing called the swimming pool day. If not, this pool definitely will turn yellow. And most importantly, I don't see my favorite. Cut point. You stay at the entrance B of Sungai Bedok MRT. You can take MRT station anywhere and play tennis in other areas lah. Now let's look at unit mix. 1 and 2 bedder about 58%. 3, 4, 5 bedder about 42%. Now the fun part, I'm going to share with you what is the indicative price for all the floor plans. And now let's go for the boring one plus study. 495 square feet. Most importantly, look at the aircon ledge here. It don't say non-strata. It means that this is based on the old testament, means the old calculation. Because the new calculation is like Ori, which is harmonization means they don't calculate aircon latch into their built-in area. From 1.235 million, average 1.25 million, 2,525 per square feet. Eric, why the average price are so near each other? Of course lah, because this project short one, 5 floors maximum. The starting from price is level 1 or level 2. Average price, 3rd floor lo. That's why it's so close ma. 2 bed, 2 bath, 764 square feet. From 1.777 million, my average 1.79 million, 2,325 per square feet. Now let's go for 3 bed. 3 bed, 2 bath, 980 square feet. And this small flexi area can be a storeroom if you close this up. And this one can walk hay, and the smell will go to a master bedroom. From 2.306 million, my average 2.326 million, 2,375 per square feet. Next, 4 bed, 3 bath, 1,249 square feet. Starting from 2.959 million, average 2.985 million, 2,390 per square feet. Last one, for giant hua kui born in the right family. 5 bed, 4 bath, 1,528 square feet. Starting from 3.585 million, my average 3.615 million, 2,365 per square feet. Now let's do a quick comparison for Ori and Beckner House. Number one, let's talk about size. It's about the same. Ori is the new calculation, which is the new testament, which don't include aircon latch into their built-in area. Beckner House, old calculation, old testament, includes aircon latch in their built-in area. Then now look at price. You can see that their price is about the same, but the per square feet for Ori is higher because the built-in area is smaller ma, because there's no aircon latch. That's why per square feet goes up. With the same price, one, you can get a leasehold tall with tennis court in city fringe. But for those people who wants to pay a premium for freehold, you can only get it OCR, freehold, short, no tennis court. So this is the difference. By now, if you are my top supporter, my 粉丝, you already know that you put your money in which project will build your hua kui bigger and faster ma. Okay, let's talk about schools. Schools are very important when it comes to resale. And the good news, Temasek Primary is within 1 kilometer of this project. In order to know whether Beckner House is selling at a good or disgusting price, yes, we will look at the surrounding resale transacted price. And sadly, there's not a lot of projects we can compare. I can only think of 2 projects. The first one, Eastwood Regency, freehold 2010, 75 units, which is already like 15 years old. Very sad, not a lot of resale transactions. Everyone will say freehold is the best, freehold makes the most money. Let's look at their profits. 52 profitable transactions, barely good. 5 sui kia, lose 2 legs, lose 1 arm, lose right hand, go home. The cat slap you. This one lose 6 MacBooks. How about profits? 14 years, 142,000. Gua. This project only 10,000 per year. The objective is to make 100,000 per year. Do you know 14 years? Good project makes 1.4 million at least. 14 years just go like that. 11 years 65,000, 14 years 168, 14 years 172. Let's look at the best profit lah, which is 358,000 in 13 years. Freehold lah. Now let's look at the recent transaction again. One beta around 1,006 per square feet. So currently it's 15 years old, and by the time Beckner House complete in 2028, it will be an 18 years old gap. I'm using like $40 per year, which works out to be 720 per square feet, more than the current 3 beta. But sadly, this project, Eastwood Regency, they only have 1 and 2 beta. They don't have 3 beta. Very weird, right, the project. And we can only guess, let's say there's 3 beta in this project and it's selling like 1,700 per square feet. Beckner House should be selling at 2,400 plus per square feet, which is considered a healthy price lah. Never mind, let's go for a second resale project that has 3 beta. And the newest one here, I can only use this project. Country Park Condo, freehold, 203, 160 units. Very good comparison because this project also short one. This is already 22 years old. By the time Beckner House complete, it will be 25 years gap. Very good, 143 profitable, 17 unprofitable. Okay, they are unprofitable, don't lose a lot lah. Except this one, still crying until today. Wow, 14 years made 1.07 million. 7 years, 980,000. Champion, more than 100,000 a year is champion. 13 years, 900,000. 20 years, 1.4 million. Not too bad lah. Now let's look at the recent transactions. Not bad, definitely better than your Eastwood Regency. For 25 years gap, I'm using $35 per square feet. $875 per square feet, more than the recent 3 beta transaction. This one, $1,675 per square feet, $1,700 per square feet. That means Beckner House should be selling around $2,500 plus. So by now, you should know Beckner House is good or disgusting already. Now, let's summarize. For location, I like it because it's very near to MRT station. And you have 1 kilometer to Temasek Primary School. And it's for freehold lovers lah. For freehold buyers, they have this mindset. Once they buy, they want to die inside. They don't want to sell anymore. I want to encourage everyone. The next property that you buy is just a stepping stone to your next better one. So you don't need to just whack a freehold and tell yourself that's the end of it. Come on, there's so many opportunities out there. So always focus on appreciation, using the least amount of years to make the most. That's the goal. And for that, I'm giving 6.5. Launch pricing, if the developer is going to sell this below 2,400 per square feet, I will be giving 7. For exit strategy, people will buy here, they want sea view. You can't see the sea lah. But if you buy the right stack, you can see your swimming pool lah. And in this area, there isn't a lot of resale transactions. And even for those resale profitable transactions, most of them make lesser than 100,000 per year. For that, I'm giving 4. Overall service score, 5.8 stars. Now let's have some fun. What's the percentage sold on launch day? I'll be guessing 40%, my wife 50%. This is my company number, 86060670. Unfortunately, me and my wife are busy. So if you want to know more, please look for your own agent. For those of you who can't make it for the first 2 new launches for this year, the good news to you, the few upcoming ones are in my top 3. So if you want to know more, do subscribe and remember to make hard decisions, and I see you in the next video.